Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill DeSchmidt is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is has an extensive background as a systems designer, as in computers. He's an expert in artificial intelligence, AI, as it's called. As a practitioner and a researcher, he's got master's degrees to back that up. He's the creator of the MetaLang suite of natural language that understands AI technologies. He's the author of the Archon sequence series of techno thrillers. And so that's pretty good credentials there for... by the way, you're probably familiar with Singularity, one of his thrillers, and award-winning thriller. And then also his new one is called Dualism. He's our new friend, Bill DeSchmidt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Bill, most people don't use the term artificial intelligence in their daily lives, but more and more people use artificial intelligence, don't they?
Absolutely.
So Siri is an example, right? On your smartphone.
The one on the tip of my tongue. Siri, yeah. And Microsoft's new Cortana and Google Now.
I have a Google search in my Droid phone. I have a Google search where I like Siri, where I can speak to my phone, and it'll give me a pretty darn good representation of what I ask for. And they're getting better and better. That's artificial intelligence, isn't it?
That is absolutely correct. That's a species of artificial intelligence known as sub-symbolic processing.
Yeah,
they're doing a lot of statistical analysis on what it is you're saying and matching it against previously known patterns.
All right. So how long has AI been around? What was an early example of AI?
Well, we're actually celebrating the 50th anniversary, I believe, of the Dartmouth conference back in 1954, which coined the term artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been moving ahead since then. Some people would peg it to Alan Turing, the British mathematician who helped to win the war by breaking the Nazis' Enigma code. But he also developed what's known as the Turing machine, the first mathematical formalization of the computing machine,
mm-hmm.
and was a contributor both to the theory and the practice of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. So it's been around a long time, and you're saying that cracking codes of the enemy might be the first application of artificial intelligence?
Well, Turing did, in fact, apply computational resources to his operation at Bletchley Park during World War II. It wasn't artificial intelligence so much, though. Not at that stage.
Because you're putting in what you think needs to be, what the parameters. Artificial intelligence... tell me, in your definition, give us your definition of what you think modern artificial intelligence is. What's the nomenclature?
Well, artificial intelligence is generally described as something that, if a human were to do it, other humans would regard it as being intelligent. So, winning a game of chess, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But Turing himself thought that if a machine could carry on a conversation for 5 minutes, in such a fashion that 30% of the time, at least, the human that was talking to it behind a screen or behind a computer terminal,
mm-hmm.
Would not be able to tell whether it was a human or a machine that the human was interacting with, then that would have to count as intelligent.
But it could be something simpler than that, though, right? I mean, it could be... It would have to be something that was sort of spur of the moment, right? I mean, it wouldn't be able to be something that could be anticipated, right? Artificial intelligence would be something that would be not anticipated, right?
Well, it's anticipated, but within a much larger problem space than most people take into account. So, a Google self-driving car, for example, mm-hmm. it gets that way because it is responding moment to moment to conditions on the road, but it's also matching them against an enormous database of previously known road conditions and deciding how to react.
Exactly. So if maybe a Google car or a car that drives itself, perhaps that's artificial intelligence. But it's really be artificial intelligence if today it decided to go to the right because it knew that it had been able to determine on its own that there was a traffic problem on the left.
Sure. Traffic anticipation is one of the areas that they're...
But I didn't say anticipation. I said finding out information.
Well,
see what I mean?
And it's not just that. It's you want to be able to deal with very unusual situations arising on the road.
Right.
Like road rage would be one example where drivers do something totally unanticipated.
Mm-hmm.
A driverless car has got to be able to deal with that or you're in trouble.
What are some other examples of artificial intelligence in our life today?
Well, the one you mentioned, Siri, but another example would be something as simple as a recommendation engine. So when you go on Netflix or on Google and you choose a particular film or book and you see 10 other options pop up for things that you might like as well, that's artificial intelligence.
What's at the heart of AI? Is it algorithms?
That's a really great question, Jim. For a long time there, algorithms is what it was. The machines were using algorithms and heuristics as well to manipulate symbols. I'll mm-hmm. just define the difference. Algorithm is something that I can write down. It's like a recipe, mm-hmm. how to make an omelet.
Right.
A heuristic is more like if I'm just trying things out and I'll go with rules of thumb as opposed mm-hmm. to hard and fast rules. But nowadays, both of those approaches have been supplemented, at least, and to some extent superseded by statistical methods.
Right. Meaning if I have a million options for my machine and they're all very similar, but they all have one thing different from the other, if the algorithm can trip over to that one thing, it delivers that particular one out of a million options. The machine does that, folks. It's not so much thinking as it is eliminating, I think. And when we come back, we're going to talk...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.